Timmins. This past weekend, Timmins Tornadoes U14A attended their first tournament of the season, hosted by the Nepean Ringette Association in a four-game round robin. Timmins was up against Oshawa for the first game. Timmins hit the ice strong, scoring their first goal with 14:45 on the clock. Oshawa answered back with a quick goal seconds later. Timmins played offensively for the remainder of the game, securing the next 12 goals, ending the game with a 13-1 win. In Game 2, Timmins was up against Eagles de Montreal Nord. Montreal started strong, scoring the first game point with only 14:12 on the clock. Timmins didn't let the quick goal rattle their composure and scored the three goals in the first. In the second period, Timmins kept the pressure, scoring two more goals. Montreal was able to secure one more goal, however, Timmins kept the pressure to the end, ending with a 5-2 win. In Game 3, Timmins went up against Ottawa Icecore. Timmins hit the ice strong, scoring the first three goals. Ottawa Ice snuck in a goal with 2 minutes left in the first period, which was quickly answered back by Timmins. In the second period, Timmins kept the pressure, scoring another TW goals. The remainder of the game was a fast back and forth between teams with no more goals. Timmins won 6-1. The fourth and final game of the round robin was against Pointe Claire. This was a quick-paced game with Timmins securing the first goal. Pointe Claire got on the board with the next goal at 9:25 on the clock. Timmins kept the pressure and scored one more goal before the end of the first. Timmins scored twice in the second. Timmins and Pointe Claire played a quick back and forth for the remainder of the game with no more goals. With the 4-1 win, Timmins was in first place going into the semifinals. In the semis, Timmins played Ottawa Icecore. Ottawa Ice came out strong, gaining the first game point. Timmins kept the pressure to tie up the game. Ottawa got off their second goal with just over a minute remaining. In the second period, Timmins stayed strong, scoring four unanswered goals to notch a 5-2 win. In the finals, Timmins was up against St. Julie, a team they had yet to face. Both teams hit the ice strong, and St. Julie got off the first goal. Timmins came back fighting with a quick goal in response. The game was a rough back and forth, but Timmins pulled out one more goal with 1:42 remaining in the first. The second period was quick and rough. Timmins was able to hold their own, and neither St. Julie nor Timmins secured any more goals. Timmins won gold with a 2-1 win. These players came out of the Nepean tournament undefeated and showed strength, integrity, and sportsmanship. U16 skate away with silver. The U16A team was also in Nepean for the tournament. Timmins was up against Guelph for the first game. Both teams started strong with a back-and-forth game and no goals scored in the first. Timmins got the first goal with 10:31 remaining in the second period, followed up by a second goal. Timmins won the game 2-1. For the second game in the four-game series, Timmins faced Richmond Hill. Timmins came out strong, securing two goals with only 14:33 and 14:18 on the clock in the first half. Timmins got another goal on a power play with just over 2 minutes remaining in the first. Timmins kept the pressure, scoring another goal at 12:41 in the second period. Richmond Hill was able to answer with their first and only goal of the game. Timmins secured two more goals for a 6-1 win. Timmins was against the Nepean Ravens for Game 3. The first period was rough, but Timmins scored the only goal. In the second period, Nepean and Timmins each scored a goal. Even with the home ice advantage for Nepean, Timmins took the 2-1 win. The fourth game, Timmins was up against Metcalf Hornets. Timmins secured a goal early in the first. It was a quick back-and-forth game, and Metcalf scored to tie it up before the end of the period. The game ended in a tie, securing Timmins a spot in the semifinal, sitting in third place. In the semis, Timmins was up against West Ottawa. Timmins hit the ice strong, getting two quick goals. West Ottawa answered back with a goal of their own. Timmins came back fighting, securing two more goals before the end of the first. In the second period, West Ottawa netted one more goal, which was answered by Timmins. Timmins came out of top with a 5-2 win. For the finals, Timmins was up against Ottawa Ice Falconer. Timmins played strong, securing the first goal. Ottawa Ice quickly answered with two goals before the end of the period. In the second, Timmins hit the board first with a goal, but Ottawa Ice was able to get three more goals. Timmins answered back with a goal, but Ottawa added another point on the board as well. Timmins was down but not out. They fought hard, scoring two more goals. Timmins lost the game 6-5. The Timmins Tornadoes U16A team played well, displaying determination, skill and sportsmanship, and came out of the Nepean tournament with a silver medal.